Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Lauren Peterson with the Marion County Extension Office on Marion County's Master Gardeners. Tell me a little bit about the 2018 Master Gardener Plant Sale.
This year, our plant sale was held at the Farmers Market up in Pella, which runs from 3 to 6 p.m. This was the first year that we've done it on a Thursday Farmers Market. We had a pretty good turnout considering it was ridiculously hot outside and raised a total of $255 for Habitat for Humanity.
Talk a little bit about organizing it and what you've done in the past compared to what happened this year.
For organizing it, we work with all of our master gardeners. We have about 35 of them that are active here in Marion County, and have them donate, plants from typically from their own yards. And these are mostly perennials and a few annuals. And then we get them signed up to come and then volunteer at the plant sale. So we have some expertise there, not only to run our booth, but then to also, answer some questions for the people who are shopping.
What does it take to become a master gardener?
The master gardener training is a 40-hour course of education, then followed by over the next calendar year, you have to complete 20 hours of volunteer work. And then it is continued volunteer work and education to maintain your status as a master gardener.
Talk about what they provide for Iowa State Extension and just kind of all the services that a Master Gardener can do.
Master Gardeners provide a lot of volunteer hours all over the state of Iowa. They help volunteer within like local city governments and even just help on the local level answering questions. They maintain a lot of public flower beds. The ones up in Des Moines help with like the Botanical Center. Ours here help with a lot of the beds up in Pella and also a lot of the beds here just around the county that the either the city or the county would maintain.
Talk about just how much it means to have this plant sale and be able to donate and just kind of be able to reach out to the community.
The plant sale is a big thing for our master gardeners. It is their way to kind of give back to their community other than just their volunteer hours. They take a lot of pride in raising money to help Habitat for Humanity here in Marion County, which they believe is a very great cause for them to donate to. And we just always encourage people, if you're looking for perennial plants, to stop by and see us up at the Master Gardener plant sale, which is usually kind of the end of May, first part of June, up in Pella.
Talk about if people wanted to get involved in maybe the Master Gardener, where should they go and what should they do and how could they help out with the future plant sales?
If you are interested in becoming a Master Gardener or just want to know a little bit more about it, you can give me a call here at the Extension Office. My name is Lauren Peterson, and our phone number here is 641-842-2014.
So even Master Gardeners can't escape the heat. What should people who maybe aren't Master Gardeners do if they want to keep their garden ready in the heat and keep everything livable and great for the plants?
With the heat, especially this year, the biggest thing is just watering your plants, keeping an eye on them. And thankfully, we've had a fair amount of rain. So most of the gardens are holding up pretty well. But it's definitely, you're just going to want to make sure that you water them frequently. And it's best to typically water in the evenings, not in the middle of the day, because you're going to lose most of that to evaporation.
Iowa State Extension also having some workshops if people are interested in learning more about some gardening and some other tools. When are those and what are those going to be?
All right, so every year we have a series of usually 3 to 4 spring workshops and 3 to 4 fall workshops. So for this year, spring workshops are already done. But here in August, we will be putting out a brochure on our fall workshops. And these usually pertain to kind of popular gardening topics and maybe some crafty things that go along with gardening kind of ideas. So we usually work on, we've done fairy gardens, we've done wreath making, we've done composting. So we do a little bit of everything. The idea is to get good education and some hands-on experience at these workshops.
All right, one final time. How did the 2018 Master Gardener plant sale go, and what should people expect for the future?
This year, the plant sale went pretty well considering how hot it was. We did raise $255 for habitat. In the future, just look for, we usually do have ads in the local newspapers updating everybody on when our plant sale is going to be. So if you're looking to buy perennials, just keep an eye out for that and come stop by and see us.
Thanks to Lauren Peterson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.